Opponents of the Coastal Management Initiative painted it as a bad law that would hurt Alaska's economy. Vote no on two campaign spokesperson Willis Lyford thinks that message resonated with voters in Tuesday's primary.
You know, it wasn't a simple reinstitution or reinstatement of the old Coastal Zone Management Program. We think that that message got across. This was something new and different, and it was going to be complex and not good for Alaska long term.
To get that message out, Lyford's group raised over $1.5 million, mostly from oil companies, mining interests, and other business organizations. The measure's backers, the Alaska Sea Party, raised far less, over $200,000 total. Most of its contributions came from individuals along with local government and Native organizations. Sea Party Chair and Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello says his group is disappointed in the vote, but also heartened in some ways. He points out that many initiative opponents said they supported having some sort of coastal management program, just not the one that was on the ballot.
I'm hopeful that they will work with us towards a meaningful coastal management program during the 2013 legislative session. I think we also felt that we have at least succeeded in bringing a level of public awareness about the importance of coastal management to the state. And having that knowledge base out there, we think will be helpful to ultimately seeing it be established.
Botello thinks the big disparity in campaign spending and the traditionally lower turnout for primary elections both played a part in the initiative's defeat. The Alaska Coastal Management Program shut down in 2011 after the legislature and governor failed to renew it. The program helped coordinate the environmental review and planning for proposed development along Alaska's coasts for more than 30 years. By restarting the coastal program, supporters emphasized the ballot measure would allow for more local and public input to make sure, for instance, a project didn't damage an important resource like juvenile fish habitat. Some opponents, like Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson, agree with the value of that input. He says having a coastal zone program is probably the right thing to do, but he thinks the initiative went too far.
There are better ways to write this bill. We had two options last year. A straight, simple extension of the current plan would have worked for me, or the bill that we passed out of the House 40-0 would have worked for me. But this piece of legislation that was on the ballot yesterday went far beyond those proposals, and I couldn't support it. So I'm pleased that we're not under that law right now.
Johansson expects another bill to reestablish the program will be introduced next session. So does Juneau Representative Beth Kurtula. Kurtula was an outspoken advocate for the initiative, and she's proud of the support it did receive, especially among individual residents and coastal communities. She's staying optimistic for the future.
I have a hope, we'll see, but I have a hope that we'll go into session and try to put a bill together that we can agree on to bring back our coastal program. It's so important for the state. You know, to be the only state in the union without a coastal program, it affects everything from fish farming to oil and gas, to controlling, having smart development.
Nearly 62% of Alaska voters said no to the Coastal Management Initiative, and just over 38% supported it. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.